16.
请大家把圣经拿出来，翻到路加福音第十五章。
And we're going to read this passage together. You listen while we read.
今天要有很多经文要读啊，十五章。我们在台上的读，台下的你们就听。
And you'll see the English words on the screen as well.
大家可以看见屏幕上的英文。
Luke chapter 15, beginning with verse 1.
十五章从第一节开始。
Now the tax collectors and sinners were all gathering around to hear him.
第一节，众税吏和罪人都挨近耶稣。
But the Pharisees and the teachers of the law muttered.
要听他讲道，但是法利赛人和文士四下议论说。
This man welcomes sinners and eats with them.
这个人接待罪人，又同他们吃饭。
Then Jesus told them this parable.
耶稣就用比喻说，
Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them.
你们中间假如有人失去有100只羊，失去了其中的一只。
Does he not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it?
他难道不会把这99只羊撇在旷野，去寻找那失去的羊，直到找着呢？
And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home.
找着了，就欢欢喜喜地扛在肩上回到家里。
Then he calls his friends and neighbors together and says, Rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep.
回到家里就请朋友邻舍来对他们说，我失去的羊已经找着了，你们和我一同欢喜吧。
I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent.
我告诉你们，一个罪人悔改，在天上也要这样为他欢乐，较为那99个都不用悔改的义人欢喜更大。
Or suppose a woman has 10 silver coins and loses one.
或是一个夫人有十块钱。
Does she not light a lamp, sweep the house, and carefully search until she finds it?
她失去了一块，岂不点上灯，打扫屋子，仔仔细细地找，直到找着吗？
And when she finds it, she calls her friends and neighbors together and says, Rejoice with me, I have found my lost coin.
找着了，就请朋友邻舍来，对他们说，我失落的那块钱已经找着了，你们和我一同欢喜吧。
In the same way, I tell you, there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents.
我告诉你们，一个罪人悔改，在神的使者面前也是这样为他欢喜。
Jesus continued.
耶稣又接着说，
There was a man who had two sons.
一个人有两个儿子。
The younger one said to his father, Father, give me my share of the estate.
小儿子对父亲说，父亲，请你把我应得的家产分给我。
So he divided his property between them.
他父亲就把产业分给他们。
Not long after that, the younger son got together all he had, set off for a distant country, and there squandered his wealth in wild living.
过了不多几日，小儿子就把他一切所有的都收拾起来，往远方去，在那里任意放荡，浪费资产。
After he had spent everything, there was a severe famine in that whole country, and he began to be in need.
既耗尽了一切所有的，又遇着那地方大遭饥荒，就穷困起来。
So he went and hired himself out to a citizen of that country who sent him to his fields to feed pigs.
于是去投靠那地方的一个人，那人打发他到田里去放猪。
He longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything.
他恨不能拿着猪所吃的豆荚充饥，也没有人给他。
When he came to his senses, he said, "How many of my father's hired men have food to spare? And here I am starving to death."
他醒悟过来就说，我父亲有多少的雇工，口粮有余，而我却在这儿等着饿死吗？
I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you."
我要起来到我父亲那里去，向他说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你。
I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired men.
从今以后，我不配称为你的儿子，把我当作一个雇工吧。
So he got up and went to his father.
所以他起来往他父亲那里去。
But while he was still a long way off,His father saw him and was filled with compassion for him.
当他还远的，离他还远的时候，他父亲就看见，就动了慈心。
He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him.
于是他父亲就跑去抱着他的颈项，连连亲他的嘴。
The son said to him, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son."
儿子说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你。从今以后，我不配称为你的儿子。
But the father said to his servants, "Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him."
父亲却吩咐仆人说，快把那上好的袍子快拿出来给他穿上。
Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet.
快把戒指戴在他指头上，把鞋穿在他脚上。
Bring the fatted calf and kill it.
把那肥牛犊牵来宰了。
Let's have a feast and celebrate.
我们可以吃喝快乐。
For this son of mine was dead and is alive again.
因为我这儿子是死而复活。
He was lost and is found.
失而又得的。
So they began to celebrate.
他们就快乐起来。
We'll end our scripture reading there.
我们今天的经文暂时读到这儿。
We have just read three parables in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 15.
我们刚才读了路加福音十五章里边的三个比喻。
The first one is the parable of the lost sheep in verses 3-7.
十五章第三节到第七节讲的是一个失羊的比喻。
The second one is the parable of the lost coin in verses 8-10.
第八节到第十节讲的是失钱的比喻。
And the third parable is the parable of the lost son in verses 11-24.
十一节到十四节二十四节讲的是失子的比喻。
If you study Bible commentaries, you will discover that all the Bible commentators call these three parables the parables of the Father's heart.
如果你平时还看那个圣经的注解、圣经评注的话、参考书的话，所有的参考书都会说这三个比喻讲的是父亲的心意。
These three parables are given together because together they show us the Father's heart.
这三个比喻放在一起，就是要向我们讲天父的心意。
Now it's very important when you study parables to understand a very important principle.
当你们在读比喻的时候，有一个很重要的原则你们必须掌握。
And that is that the key to every parable is that there is only one main point.
就是每一个比喻里边都有一个最重要的一个重点。
Every parable just has one main point.
每一个比喻都有一个中心思想。
And all the details of the parable are significant to the degree in which they relate to that one main point.
所有那些比喻当中的有些那些故事的细节只要它跟这个中心思想有关的，那就都是重要的，都是有意义的。
And these three parables in Luke 15 are given together to show us the heart of God.
在这里，路加把这三个比喻放在一起， 就是要让我们显明神的心意。
The theme or title for this weekend missions conference is a missionary heart.
我们这次年宣道年会的主题就是宣教者的心。
Do you want to have a missionary heart?
你们在座的各位想不想自己也有一颗宣教者的心呢？
Then you have to understand the heart of God.
如果你们想的话，你们必须首先要了解天父上帝的心意。
God's heart is a missionary heart.
神的心意就是宣教者的心。
Now, why did the Lord Jesus give us these three parables?
为什么主耶稣在这里给我们讲这三个比喻呢？
And the answer to that is seen in verses 1 and 2 of Luke 15.
答案就在路加福音十五章的第一节到第二节。
Look what it says. Now the tax collectors and sinners were all gathering around to hear him.
大家看这里的经节，众税吏和罪人都挨近耶稣，要听他讲道。
But the Pharisees and teachers of the law muttered, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them."
但是法利赛人和文士却私下议论说，这个人接待罪人，又同他们吃饭。
Now, if you look at these verses carefully, you will discover there are two groups here.
大家如果仔细看经文的话，这里讲到两组人。
And I've highlighted them for you.
我用那个黄色把他们给标出来，这两组人。
The first group are the tax collectors and sinners.
第一组是税吏和罪人。
The second group are the Pharisees and the teachers of the law.
第二组人是法利赛人和文士。
I wonder if both of those groups are here tonight.
我想这两组人今天会不会坐在这儿呢？
The first group was very bad.
第一组人是很不好的人，是坏人。
The second group was very good.
第二组人是好人。
Most of us here tonight would put ourselves into the second group.
在座的很多数人都希望自己都觉得自己是第二组人。
You see, the Pharisees and the teachers of the law were the ones who went to mission conferences on weekends.
说到底是那些法利赛人和那些文士周末的时候愿意抽出时间来参加我们这样的宣教大会。
Whenever there was a meeting at the church, they were there.
每次教会有重要的会议，他们都在那儿。
They read their Bible every day.
他们每天都读圣经。
They loved God.
他们爱神。
They were good people.
他们是好人。
Most of us here tonight would put ourselves in that category.
我们在座的人，大多数人都觉得自己是属于那样的人。
The tax collectors and the sinners, they're out on the street driving by.
哦，那些税吏和罪人，那只是街上那些流寇。
The Pharisees and the teachers of the law are here tonight.
啊，而今天在这儿就坐的都应该是法利赛人和文士这样的人。
Now here's the question: Why did Jesus give these three parables in Luke 15?
那么我们今天的这个问题就是：为什么耶稣基督在路加福音里边十五章里边要把这三个比喻讲出来呢？
And here's the answer.
那答案就在这儿。
Because he understood the heart of God and the Pharisees did not understand the heart of God.
答案就是耶稣基督了解天父上帝的心意，而法利赛人一点都不了解。
Listen carefully.
仔细听。
Jesus did not give these parables to the tax collectors and sinners.
耶稣基督讲这三个比喻的是对象，不是那些税吏和罪人。
Jesus gave these parables to the Pharisees and the teachers of the law.
耶稣讲这个比喻三个比喻的时候，是讲给那些法利赛人和文士听的。
Now, when we hear the word Pharisee, we think of a bunch of bad people.
那我们今天一听到法利赛人，我们总觉得他们是一帮坏人。
But if you lived at the time of Christ, you would have considered them to be very good people.
如果你活在耶稣的时代，你听到法利赛人，那么法利赛人是社会的上层，是好人。
They were us.
他们就像我们今天的我们自己一样。
So Jesus is giving these three parables to us.
所以从某个意义上说，耶稣今天讲这三个比喻，也是讲给我们在座的人听的。
Jesus is giving these three parables to you.
所以这三个比喻是讲给在座的你们听的。
And that's because he understands the heart of God.
因为耶稣懂得上帝的心意。
And here's the question we need to ask ourselves.
这里我们要问我们自己的问题，问一个问题。
We understand the heart of God.
我们了解天父上帝的心意吗？
What is the heart of God?
神的心意到底是什么呢？
These three parables tell us.
这三个比喻都讲清楚了。
So, as I studied these three parables, I got two different pens out.
OK, 每当我研读这三个比喻的时候，我要拿两支笔拿出来。
I got out a red pen.
我用一支红笔。
And I got out a blue pen.
我还拿出一支蓝笔。
And I began to underline things in my Bible.
然后就在我的圣经上就是划下重要的地方。
And the first thing I underlined is in Luke chapter 15 verse 4.
那么第一个地方我要划下来的就是路加福音十五章第四节。
Look at this verse in your Bible.
大家看这个圣经里面的这个经节。
Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Does he not leave the 99 in the open country and, now here's what I underline with my red pen, go after the lost sheep until he finds it?
这里说，你们当中如果谁有一百只羊，失去一只，不把这99只撇在旷野，去找那失去的羊，直到找着呢，我就在那里去找着，是去找那失去的羊那个地方把它划下来。
So I have underlined those words. Go after the lost sheep until he finds it.
去寻找那失去的羊，直到找着。
So,
这是用红笔划下来的。
I want you to look at this phrase for a minute. Look at the phrase. Go after the lost sheep until he finds it.
大家仔细看这个经文，去寻找那只失去的羊，直到找着。
Listen carefully.
大家仔细听。
That is the heart of God.
那就是天父上帝的心意。
Going after the lost sheep until it is found.
去寻找那失丧的羊，直到找着为止。
Now, in the time of Jesus, the relationship between a shepherd and a sheep was the closest relationship between human beings and animals.
在耶稣生活的时代，牧羊人和他所牧羊的羊群之间的关系是人和动物之间所能有的最亲密的关系。
If we were going to tell a similar story today, we would probably talk about a man and his dog.
如果今天我们要讲同样的故事的话，我们也许要用换一个人和他的一个狗，用这样两个关系来讲这个故事。
That's the kind of relationship shepherds had with their sheep.
所以那耶稣时代的牧羊人和羊群的之间的关系，就像我们今天人和狗之间的关系一样。
They got very close to their sheep.
哦，牧羊人对他们的羊是非常的亲近的。
In fact, if a shepherd came out and saw 100 sheep,He didn't sit there and count them to see if all of them were there.
事实上，当牧羊人把羊群带出来的时候，他不只是站在羊群面前数他们一百只羊是不是都在那儿。
Because the sheep were always moving around, how could you count them?
因为那些羊不停地走来走去，你是没法数过来的。
He didn't have to count them.
他用不着数。
Because he knew each one of them individually.
因为他认识每一只羊。
In fact, we read in the New Testament.That the shepherd always gave a name to every one of his sheep.
事实上，在新约里面提到，这牧羊人要给他的一百只羊，每一个羊都有名字。
He knew every one of them by name.
他每一只羊都有名字，都能叫出来。
And he knew what each one of them looked like.
他也知道每一只羊到底长得什么样。
And so he would come out one day, look at the sheep, and say, "Ah, Matilda is missing."
所以有一天，他把羊带出来，突然发现。Wow, Matilda 那个羊不在了。
It was a close, deep, intimate relationship.
这是一个非常深的、非常深的、非常紧密的一个非常亲密的关系。
And so when that sheep was missing, he went after it until he found it.
所以当他发现 Matilda 这只羊失去的时候，他会就去千方百计去找它，直到找着为止。
And when that happens, there is always the same result.
每当找到以后，结果都是一样的。
And so after I underlined this in red, then I got my blue pen out.
所以当我用红线把这节经文划下以后，我然后又拿起我的蓝笔。
And I looked at verse 5.
我就看第五节。
And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home.
找着了就欢欢喜喜地扛在肩上回到家里。
And so with my blue pen, I've underlined the word joyfully.
所以在这这用我用蓝笔在第五节里面把这个欢欢喜喜这个字给画下来。
Because that is the result whenever the lost is found.
因为这就是每当一个失去的东西被找着以后，这就是它的，这就是一个结果。
Look at verse 6.
大家看第六节。
Then he calls his friends and neighbors together and says, Rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep.
就请朋友邻舍来对他们说，我失去的羊已经找着了，你们和我一起欢喜吧。
And so in verse 6 I've underlined the word rejoice. That's the result.
所以在第六节里面，我又用蓝笔把同我一起欢喜吧这几个词组给划下来，因为这也是找着羊了以后的一个结果。
Look at verse 7.
大家再看第七节。
I tell you that in the same way there will be more rejoicing, underlined in blue, rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent.
第七节里边，我告诉你们，一个罪人悔改，在天上也要这样为他欢喜。同样，这个欢喜，我也用蓝笔把它划下来，交为99个不用悔改的义人欢喜更大。这个欢喜也把它再次用蓝笔给它划下来。
Verse 5, joyfully.
第五节，欢欢喜喜。
Verse 6, rejoice.
第六节，欢乐欢喜。
Verse 7, rejoicing.
啊，第七节，还是欢喜。
This is the result whenever the lost is found.
这就是每当一个失丧的东西被找着以后，这就是这样的结果。
So what is the heart of God?
所以神的心意是什么呢？
The heart of God is going after the lost sheep until it is found.
神的心意就是去寻找那只失去的羊，直到找着为止。
How many of you are doing that?
你们当中谁会做这样的事呢？
How many of you are going after lost sheep?
你们当中谁会去寻找，千方百计的去寻找那失去的羊吗？
We're not talking here about animals, we're talking about people.
当然我们在这里不是谈动物，我们谈指的是人。
You know, often churches invite me to come and have evangelistic meetings where I preach the gospel to lost people.
啊，大家知道，教会常常邀请我去讲做演讲，我总是做一些福音布道性的讲道，当中的对象主要是针对那些还没有信主的人。
And most of the time when those churches have evangelistic meetings like that, they put a big sign out in front of the church on the street that says evangelistic meetings and the date and my name and all that kind of thing.
每次教会要请我去做布道大会的时候，他们都会在那个教会门口挂一个牌子，上面写哦，布道大会什么什么时候召开，谁是谁，主题讲员是谁。
And do you know what that sign is really saying?
大家知道这个门口挂的牌子到底在说什么吗？
It's saying.Come and get it.
大家说，他是说过来，来吧，来吧，来吧，来获取。
Some come.
有的人会来。
Some get it.
有的人也会得到。
Most don't come.
多数人不会来。
Most don't get it.
多数来的人也不会得着。
And that is not the message of the Bible.
这不是圣经所要传讲的信息。
The message of the Bible is not come and get it. The message of the Bible is go and get them.
圣经的主要信息不是让你来吧去得着，而是让我们去放去寻找，找着为止。
You see, the tax collectors and the sinners aren't here tonight.
大家知道，那些税吏和罪人今天不会坐在这儿。
They won't be here tomorrow either.
明天他们也不会来。
The only way they will be here is if you go and get them.
唯一让他们来的方法就是你们去找，把他们找来。
Look what Jesus says in Luke chapter 14, verse 23, he says, go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in that my house may be filled.
路加福音第十四章二十三节，去到街上去，把他们赶过来，把他们赶过来，这样我的屋子里面可以堆满他们。
This is the command of God to you and me. We are to go and get them.
这就是神给我们在座的你我的命令，我们应该出去找他们，把他们找着。
This is the heart of God.
这就是神的心意。
He's always going after the one who is lost.
他总是在寻找那些失丧的人。
And if we have the heart of God, we will be going after the one who is lost.
如果我们有神的心意，我们也会去寻找那些失丧的人。
And when we do, and the lost is found, there will always be rejoicing.
当我们找着以后，一定会有欢喜快乐。
Look at this verse in Psalm 126, verse 6.
大家看诗篇126篇第六节。
He who continually goes forth weeping, bearing seed for sowing, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him.
流泪带种出去了，必要欢欢喜喜带着禾捆回家。
All right, so we've looked at the first parable.
我们看了第一个比喻。
The parable of the lost sheep.
第一个比喻讲的是失羊的比喻。
What is the heart of God?
神的心意是什么？
It's going after the lost sheep until he finds it.
就是去寻找那只失去的羊，直到找着为止。
And what is the result?
找着以后的结果是怎么样呢？
Joy and rejoicing.
欢喜快乐，欢喜。
Now let's look at the second parable.
那么我们接下来看第二个比喻。
Verse 8.
第八节。
Or suppose a woman has 10 silver coins and loses one. Does she not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it?
或是一个妇人有十块钱，若失落一块，岂不点上灯，打扫屋子，仔仔细细地找，直到找着吗？
Ah, I got my red pen out again.
啊，这里我又拿出我的红笔。
And I underlined the words, search carefully until she finds it.
我把这几个词组给划下来，就仔仔细细的寻找，直到找着为止。
Now, look at this phrase again. Search carefully until she finds it.
大家再仔细看这一节词组。
That,
仔细细的寻找，直到
That is the heart of God.
这就是神的心意。
Searching carefully until we find it.
仔仔细细的寻找，直到找着为止。
By the way, did you notice in the parable that it says that the woman had 10 coins?
顺便提醒一下，在这个比喻当中还提到那个妇人有十块钱。
The word that's used here in the Greek for the coin is the word drachma.
那个希腊字讲的那个块，十块，一块钱的块用是 drachma.
And a drachma was equivalent to a denarius.
一个 drachma 就相当于一个denarius.
And a denarius was worth more than one full day's wage.
一个 denarius 就相当于一天的工资还多。
So this coin that this woman lost was very valuable.
所以失去的一块钱是很有价值的。
This wasn't like, you know, dropping a penny on the floor and looking for it.
并不是像我们今天掉了一分钱掉在地上再去寻找它。
In fact, most Bible commentators think that because it says she had 10, that it's referring to a headband that a woman would wear with 10 coins in it, signifying that she was engaged to be married.
事实上，很多圣经的那个评注人那个写圣经评论的人呢，都说这是之所以用这十块钱的话，很可能是这个妇人头上按照当时的习俗戴着这个头巾，头巾上放十块钱，表示她已经订婚了。
So, when you lose the coin from the headband, it's like losing the diamond from your engagement ring.
所以十块钱当中你掉了一块，就相当于你掉了一个订婚的戒指。
I remember when my mother lost the diamond from her engagement ring.
我记得我母亲也失去了她那个，曾经也丢失过她那个订婚戒指上的那个宝石。
Now, it was in her ring in the morning.
这个宝石早晨还在她的戒指上。
And she had not left the house at all that day.
她那天一天都没有离开屋子。
But in the evening, she noticed that the diamond was gone.
但是晚上她突然发现那个上面的钻石没有了。
Guess what we all did?
大家猜猜看，我们会在我们然后会干什么呢？
We cleaned the whole house.
我们就仔仔细细打扫整个屋子。
I mean, our house never got so clean.
我们的屋子从来没有这样被打扫干净过。
And I'll never forget when my mother found the diamond upstairs underneath one of the beds.
但我永远不会忘记那一刻，就是我的母亲最后在楼上，在某其中一个床底下找到了那个戒指。
I mean,
找到了那个钻石。
We searched diligently until we found it.
我可以毫不夸张的说，我们是每一个人都是仔仔细细、认认真的寻找，一直到找到为止。
And when we found it, everybody was giving high fives.
当我们找到了以后，每一个人都是这样用 high five 来表示欢乐的庆祝。
Joy and rejoicing.
是欢喜快乐。
So I got my blue pen out.
所以我又把我的蓝笔拿出来。
And I started looking for.The results.
所以我又在看那个结果，找到以后的结果是什么呢？
And just before we see that, look at Luke 19:10.
在我们看这之前呢，我们先看路加福音十九第十节。
This tells us what our Lord is like. For the Son of Man came to seek and save what was lost.
十九章第十节就是神讲人子来是干什么的。
This is the heart of God.
这就是人子来是要为了寻找是拯救失丧的人。
Now look back in Luke 15 at verse 9.
再看路加福音15章第9节。
When she finds the coin, she calls her friends and neighbors together and says, Rejoice with me, I have found my lost coin.
找着了就请朋友邻舍来对他们说我失落的那块钱已经找着了你们和我一同欢喜吧。
So I underline the word rejoice because that's the result when the lost is found.
所以我又在那个欢喜这个词下面用蓝笔给它划下。
Look at verse 10.
再看第十节。
In the same way, I tell you, there is rejoicing underlined in blue, rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents.
我告诉你们，一个罪人悔改，在神的使者面前也是这样为他欢喜。同样，我用蓝笔在欢喜那里给它划下。
All right, in the first parable,
好，在第一个比喻里边
with my red pen,
我用我的红笔
I underlined going after the lost sheep until he finds it.
我把那几句话就是去寻找那个失去的羊直到找着为止这一节给划下来。
In the second parable,
在第二故事里面
with my red pen,
我又是用红笔
I underlined search,carefully until she finds it.
我把仔仔细细寻找，直到找着为止，这一段给划下来。
So I'm all excited now. I've got my red pen out, and I'm ready to read the third parable.
所以到我想我在读第三个故事的时候，我的红笔还是能够派上用场的。
The parable of the lost son.
这个故事讲的是一个失丧的失去失子的故事，
浪子的故事。With my red pen.I read verses 11 to 24 and I got all the way to the end of the story and I couldn't find anything to underline with my red pen.
我拿着红笔读了那个故事浪子的故事一直从11节读到24节这个故事的末尾可是我怎么也找不到有合适的地方用让我红笔给划下来的地方。
So I went back and read it again.
所以我回过头来再读一遍。
And I still couldn't find anything.
我还是找不到可以划下来的地方。
I couldn't use my red pen.
我的红笔一无所用。
But I did find some things to underline in blue.
但是我却发现我用蓝笔还可以划下一些地方。
Because the lost son was found.
因为那个浪子最后还是回来了。
And so the result is there.
所以这个结果还是在那儿。
Verse 23.
第二十三节
Bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate.
把肥牛都给拿来宰了，让我们一块吃吃吃喝欢快乐吧。
Verse 24. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. So they began to celebrate.
这是二十四节，因为这个儿子，我的儿子是死而复活，失而复得的，所以让我们在一起欢乐快乐吧。
So I underlined that with blue.
所以我还是用蓝笔给它划下来。
Verse 32.
32节。
For we had to celebrate and be glad.
因为我们要庆祝，要欢乐。
So the result is there.
结果仍然在那儿。
You say, Dr. Murray, what's the big deal about the red pen and the blue pen?
啊，你也许会问，莫瑞博士，哎呀，这个红笔跟蓝笔又有什么关系呢？
All right, now watch carefully.
大家仔细看。
In the parable of the lost sheep, someone went after the lost sheep until he found it.
在失羊的比喻里边，是有人去找，一直去找这个羊，直到把羊找着为止。
And in the parable of the lost coin, someone searched carefully until she found it.
在失钱的故事里边，是有人去仔仔细细的去寻找，直到找着为止。
Now watch.
大家先接着看。
In the parable of the lost son,
在这个浪子的故事里面
no one went after the lost, and no one searched diligently until the lost was found.
没有人去找那个儿，远离家出走的儿子，也没有人去仔仔细细的去寻找，直到找着为止。
And here's the big question.
那么现在就是一个很大的一个问题。
Why?
为什么呢？
Why didn't anybody go after the lost son?
为什么没有人去寻找那个浪子呢？
And the answer is found in the verses that we didn't read yet in Luke 15.
答案就在那个我们刚才还没有读到的经文里面，也是在路加福音第十五节。
Look at chapter 15, verses 25 to 32.
大家看，路加福音十五章从第二十五节到三十二节开始。
Meanwhile, the older son was in the field.
25节，那时大儿子正在田里。
When he came near the house, he heard music and dancing.
他回来的时候，离家不远，听见作乐跳舞的声音。
So he called one of the servants and asked him what was going on.
便叫过一个仆人来，问他是怎么回事。
Your brother has come, he replied, and your father has killed the fattened calf because he has him back safe and sound.
仆人说，你兄弟回来了，你父亲因为他得到他的无灾无病的回来，把肥牛犊给宰了。
Now look at the next verse.
大家看第二十八节。
Then the older brother rejoiced with exceeding great joy.
所以那个大儿子也跟着一同欢喜快乐。
Is that what your Bible says?
你的圣经是不是这样写的呢？
That's not what my Bible says either.
我的圣经上不是这样写的。
Let's look at what it says.
大家看圣经上到底是怎么写的呢？
The older brother became angry and refused to go in.
大儿子却生气，不愿意进去。
So his father went out and pleaded with him.
他父亲就出来劝他。
But he answered his father.
他对父亲说，
Look, all these years I've been slaving for you and never disobeyed your orders.
我服侍你这么多年，从来没有违背过你的命令。
Yet you never gave me even a young goat that I could celebrate with my friends.
可你并没有给我一只山羊羔，也叫我和朋友一同快乐过。
But when this son of yours who has squandered your property with prostitutes comes home, you kill the fattened calf for him.
可是当你这个儿子和娼妓吞进了你的产业，他一来了，你倒为他宰了肥牛犊。
My son, the father said, you are always with me and everything I have is yours.
父亲对他说，儿啊，你常和我同在，我一切所有的都是你的。
But we had to celebrate and be glad because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.
只是你这个儿子，你这个兄弟是死而复活，失而又得的，所以我们理当欢喜快乐。
Now, what do we discover after reading these verses?
那么我们刚才读了这几节经文以后，我们发现什么没有？
We discover that the main message of Luke 15 is not the lost sheep.
我们发现这第十五章，路加福音的第十五章的中心思想，主要讲的内容不是那个失去的，不是那个失去的羊。
It is not the lost coin.
不是那块失去的钱币。
It's not even the lost son.
也不是那个浪子。
The main message of Luke 15 is the older brother, the man who missed The meaning of the heart of God.
这十五章所要讲的主要的信息是关于那个大儿子，而正是这个大儿子，他根本不了解他父亲的心意。
So here's the question we need to ask.
所以我们这里要问一个问题。
Do I understand the heart of God, or am I an older brother?
我理解不理解天父的心意，或者还是我就是那个大儿子呢？
I wonder, do we have any older brothers here tonight?
我们在座的有谁是不是就像那个大儿子一样呢？
See, the older brother didn't leave the house.
你们看，那个大儿子从来没有离开过家。
He was sitting right here.
他一直坐在这儿。
Earlier in the Gospel of Luke,
在路加福音里边前面
，we read this interesting phrase.
我们读到这样一个有趣的一个词词的境界。
Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks.
心里所充满的，嘴里就说出来。
Did you ever see that?
你们读过这样的经节吗？
Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks.
心里所充满的，口里就说出来。
What that verse is saying is that what you say shows what you are.
这个经文所要讲的就是，你嘴巴上所说的，就是反映你的心态。
And usually we apply that verse to ourselves.
通常我们会把这些经文用在我们身上。
But you can also apply that verse to God.
可是你也可以把这些经文用在神的身上。
Do you want to know what's in the heart of God?
你要了解天父上帝的心意吗？
Then listen to what he says.
那么就仔细听他说什么。
Because out of the abundance of God's heart, his mouth speaks.
因为神心里所充满的，他的嘴里就说出来。
And from Genesis to Revelation, the mouth of God has been revealing the heart of God.
从创世纪一直到启示录，神的心意就通过他的话一直在反映在那里。
And he's been saying one thing.
他说的就是一件事。
All the world, every creature, go!
普天下的人，所有的人都要去。
Oh, Dr. Murray, you say that because you were a missionary.
啊，你会说，穆瑞博士啊，你会这样说，因为你自己是个宣教士。
No, I was a missionary because it's true.
不是的，我之所以做宣教士，是因为这件事情是真的，是神要我们去做。
Oh, Dr. Murray, you just say that because Columbia International University, where you work, is a missionary training school.
啊，他也许会说啊，穆瑞博士，你之所以这样说，是因为你所工作的大学，哥伦比亚大学本来就是一个培训宣教士的一个。
No, Columbia International University is a missionary training school because it's true.
啊，我要说你说错了啊。哥伦比亚国际大学之所以成为一个培训宣教士的大学，是因为宣教这些工作是重要的。
What God says reveals what's in his heart.
神所说的反映的是神心里所想的。
One of my favorite churches in this country is in Virginia Beach, Virginia.
啊，我在这个国家所最喜欢的一个教会是在弗吉尼亚那个海滩的那个弗吉尼亚。
And across the entire side wall of their sanctuary, they have these words written.
啊，在他们大堂边上的那个整个人行道上，他们有这几个字这样写的。
In great big huge letters.
啊，是用很大的很大的英文字母写出来的。
It says this: The world is on God's heart.
它上面写的，整个世界都在神的心里。
And that's true.
啊，这说的一点都不错。
A lost world.
一个失丧的世界。
Is what is on the heart of God.
是在神心里边一直牵挂着的。
The older brother didn't understand that at all.
那个大儿子一点都不理解天父的心意。
So let's just think about him for a couple minutes before we go tonight.
啊，所以我们在今天散会以前，我们再仔细想想。
And I'd like you to write these things down.
我希望大家能够把这些东西写下来。
First of all, the older brother was completely self-righteous.
首先，这个大儿子是完全的以自我为中心。
Look what he says. He says,
看他说什么?
But he answered his father, Look, all these years I've been slaving for you and never disobeyed your orders, yet you never gave me even a young goat so that I could celebrate with my friends.
他说, 这些年来我一直和你在家里面从来没有违背过你的命令，一直在给你卖命, 但是你连一只小山羊羔都不愿意给我, 让我宰了和我朋友一起快乐。
Maybe there's somebody like that here tonight.
也许在座的有的人就是这样想的。
I'm in church every time the doors are open.
每次教会的门大开，我就进去，我就坐在那儿。
I read my Bible every day.
我每天都读圣经。
I always give my employer an honest day's work.
我每天都给我的下属都给他适当的工作给他做。
I don't curse.
我从来不骂人。
I don't drink.
我也不酗酒。
I don't smoke.
我也不抽烟。
I don't tell lies.
我也从来不撒谎。
I work hard.
我工作很努力。
I do all the right things.
我坏事从来不做。
And I deserve a little bit of credit.
正因为这些，我应该配得一些赞赏和荣誉吧。
That's exactly what this man was saying.
这个大儿子讲的就是这样的东西。
In a great book called Notes on the Parables, Archbishop Trench says this: a sense of no fault is the greatest fault of all.
在一本很有名的书，就是关于那个比喻圣经比喻注解这本书里边，那个 Archbishop 那个大主教 What's his name?
Trench.
哦，Trench 大主教这样说：当你感到自己没有错误的时候，这本身就是最大的错误。
Anybody like that here tonight?
大家在这里在座的人有没有像这样的呢？觉得自己从来没有任何错？
Do we have any older brothers here tonight?
我们在这里有没有像那个大儿子这样的人坐在这儿呢？
Proud of yourself?
对自己很自豪。
Because of the way you live a godly life?
因为你一直过着敬虔的生活。
Look at chapter 15, verses 25 and 26. It says, Meanwhile, the older son was in the field. When he came near the house, he heard music and dancing. So he called one of the servants and asked him what was going on.
你看, 咱们再看第15节, 第15章的25节到26节。 那时大儿子正在田里，他回来离家不远，听见做乐跳舞的声音，便叫过一个仆人来问是什么事。He
had no idea what was happening.
他对到底发生了什么事，一点概念都没有。He
didn't recognize the sounds of rejoicing that always happen when the lost is found.
每当失去的东西就找到以后，那种欢喜快乐的场景，他一点都不理解。
The older brother was completely self-righteous.
这个大儿子完全是自义。
Secondly, write it down. The older brother was completely self-centered.
所以第二个再写下来，大儿子是完全的是自我为中心。
Now look at this verse that I put up here from Luke 15. Look at the next verse.
看路加福音第15章下面一个经节。
So he answered and said to his father, Lo, these many years I have been serving you. I never transgressed your commandment any time, and yet you never gave me a young goat that I might make merry with my friends.
他对父亲这样说：“我服侍你这么多年，从来没有违背你的命令。你没有给我一只山羊羔，叫我和朋友一同快乐。”
Is there any doubt in your mind who this man is thinking about?
你们读了这些经文以后，你们脑子里还会不会有疑问？这个大儿子到底在想什么呢？想的是谁？
He's thinking about himself.
他想的就是他自己。
He's not thinking about others.
他根本不关心别人。
Now look in verse 20.
大家再看第20节。
It says, While the young son was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him.
第20节这样说。 于是起来，往他父亲那里去，相离很远，还远，他父亲就看见，就动了慈心。Now
we talked about this last night, remember?
昨天我们也讲过怜悯动慈心这个词。Remember,
the younger boy was way off, just starting to come back, and even though he was a long ways away, the father saw him.
那个小儿子离家里还很远，他正在往回家的路上走，在离家门还很远的地方，他的父亲已经看见了他。
And, and, and he ran to him and embraced him.
这父亲就朝他儿子跑过去，去拥抱他。
And then they walked back together to the house, father and son, back to the house.
那父亲就这样和他儿子一起欢喜快乐的一起走回家里。
Now the interesting thing is that the older brother was out in the open field.
啊，有趣的是，这时候大儿子正在外面的田里边。
He never saw his younger brother come back.
他根本没有看见弟弟回来。
He never saw the father run and embrace his brother.
他根本没有看见他的父亲冲过去抱着他的弟弟。
He never saw them walk back to the house.
他也没有看见父亲同他的弟弟一起手拉手手牵手的一起回去。
You say, how do you know that?
那你会问你怎么知道？
Because we just read that when he heard the music start, he came running over to the house and said, what's going on?
因为我们刚才读到的经文，当大儿子听见那些作乐的声音以后，他都不知道发生了什么事情，所以他问仆人到底怎么回事。
Why didn't he see all that happen?
为什么大儿子根本看不见这些事情呢？
Because he wasn't looking.
因为他根本就没有在看。
Oh yeah, he was looking at himself.
是当然了，他整天看的就是他自己。
You know, my job，
我的工作。
My family，
我的家庭。
My bank account，
我的银行账号。
My IRA，
我的退休账号。
My retirement，
我的退休金。
He was completely self。
他完全是一个自我为中心的一个人。
Anybody like that here tonight？
今天在座的有没有人是像他这样的人呢？
Look what Jesus says in John chapter 4. He says, I tell you, open your eyes and look at the fields. They are ripe for harvest.
约翰福音第四章三十五节说，我告诉你们，举目观看，庄稼已经熟了。
Now I'm being hard on you tonight.
我今天说话比较严厉。
So I want to talk about myself just for a minute.
那么接下来我谈谈我自己吧。
My wife and I were missionaries in Italy.
我和我师母和太太一直在意大利做宣教士。
We lived in Italian cities.
我们住的是意大利的城市。
We didn't live in the suburbs. We lived in the city.
我们并没有住在郊外，我们住在城里边。
Now, do you know why we lived in the city?
你知道我们为什么住在城里面呢？
Because that's where lost people live.
因为失丧的人就在城里边。
And that's what we went there to do.
这就是为什么我们到那里去。
So we live in a high-rise apartment building.
所以我们住在一个高楼，一个高楼大厦的公寓楼里面。
We lived on the fifth floor.
我们住在第五层。
We had small children.
我们有小孩。
I was afraid every day they were going to go out on the balcony and fall off.
我每天担心的就是小孩哪天会跑到那个阳台那里，从阳台上掉下去。
Every day.I heard our next door neighbors when they flushed their toilets.
每天我都当我的邻居在冲马桶的时候，我都听得清清楚楚。
Every day I smelled their cigarettes when they lit up to smoke.
每天当我们的邻居在抽烟的时候，我都可以闻见烟味。
That's what it's like to live in an apartment building.
这就是住在公寓里面做寓工，就是这样的生活。
And we did that for 13 years.
我们那里过了13年。
And then I was asked.To come back to America to become the director of the mission.
然后呢，我又被呼召回美国做宣教事工的干事。
And our headquarters was in Pennsylvania.
我们的总部在宾州。
By that time, we had four children.
到那个时候，我已经有四个孩子了。
So I had to find a place for us to live.
所以我得找一个地方我们可以住下来啊。
And I will confess to you that this is what I was thinking.
我要向在这里向你坦白，这当时我是这样想的。
We're going back to America.
好了，我们要回美国了。
We won't have to live in a high-rise apartment.
我们再也不用住在那个高楼大厦的公寓里边了。
I'm going to look for a house.
我可以住一个房，一个独立屋了。
A house with a yard.
有一个很大的一片有自己的天那个花园。
Maybe I'll even have to buy a lawnmower.
也许我得买一个割草机。
And maybe we can find a house with a garage so I can park the car inside at night.
也许我可以买到一栋房子，里边还有一个车库，我可以把车停到车库里边去了。
And so we as a family were living in our mission's headquarters while I was out looking for a place for us to live.
所以当时我们的家庭暂时住在那个宣教总部，我在外面就找房子。
And I'll never forget the day I found the perfect house.
我永远忘不了那天，我终于找到了我最喜欢的那房子。
Four bedrooms.
四个卧室。
A family room.
还有一个客厅。
A living room.
还有一个起居室。
A nice big kitchen.
还有一个很大的厨房。
Two car garage.
有两个车库。
Nice yard.
很好的一个院子。
There was an empty lot on one side of the house.
房子的一边是完全是空的。
There was an empty lot on the other side of the house.
房子另一边也是完全是空块空地。
There was a big woods in the back of the house.
房子的背后是一片丛林。
And across the street there was a cornfield.
在那个在街对面是一片玉米地。
And down the road, less than half a mile, was the public school, so our children could walk there.
那个学校离我们家里只有半英里不到，所以孩子可以走过去。
And the price was low enough that we could afford it.
那个房子的价格也不贵，我们可以买得起。
So I went back and got my wife and said, "Honey, I found the perfect place."
所以我赶紧回家对我太太说，心肝啊，我们找到了我们梦寐以求的房子。
And so.We got in the car and we drove to this street.
所以我们就钻进车里面，就开到那个地方。
And we parked across the street.
我们把车停在房子对面。
And I showed her the house.
我把屋子给我太太看。
And I said, "What do you think?"
她说，我就问她，你觉得怎么样？
And she said, "Oh, honey, I would never want to live there."
太太就对我说，心肝呐，我根本就不愿意住在那个地方。
And I said, "Why not?"
我说为什么呀？
And she said this.
她这样说。
There's nobody to tell about Jesus.
那里没有人可以向他传福音啊。
I was stunned.
我当时大吃一惊。
I was the director of a mission.
我是一个宣教事工的干事。
And I had forgotten.
但是我忘了
why God has left us here in this world.
为什么上帝把我们留在这个世界？
I had forgotten that the heart of God was to go after lost people.
我完全忘了天父上帝的心意就是让我们去寻找那些失丧的人。
And all I wanted was a house that was private where we could be to ourselves.
我整天想要的就是一个非常隐蔽的一个地方，有一个安乐窝，我们可以坐在那里享受。
So,We didn't go to that house.
所以我们最后没有去买那个房子。
We moved into a development.
我们就搬到一个正在刚刚起新建的地方。
120 different units, all built by the same builder. You had to look twice before you went in to make sure it was yours.
这一栋连栋屋房是有120多个单元，你自己要找自己的房间的话，要仔细看，别走错了地方。
And right after we moved in, Sarah and Bill moved in across the street.
当我们刚搬进去了以后，那个叫 Sarah 和 Bill 这两人夫妇俩是 are they couples?
Married
结婚的夫妇就搬到了我们对面。
And the day they arrived at their house, my wife walked out our front door, went over, knocked on their front door, welcomed them to the neighborhood, and said to Sarah, "How would you like to study the Bible with me?"
当 Sarah Bell 他们夫妇俩刚搬进他们自己的房间，在我们对面以后，我的太太就第二天就去早上去走出自己的房间去敲他的门，他们门打开后就在说，今天晚上来和我们一起也查考圣经好不好？
Her husband Bill, Sarah's husband Bill, was a sales manager for Fuji Film.
当时那个 Sarah 的她丈夫叫 Bill， 他是一个销售经理，专门从事销售那个富士胶卷的。
And when my wife asked Sarah if she would study the Bible with her, Sarah said this.
当我太太问她的太问她 Sarah， 那她愿不愿意和我们一起那个读圣经的时候 ，Sarah 这样说。
She said, "I have always wanted to study the Bible."But no one has ever invited me to do it with them.
我一直想查经，但是没有人能够帮助我这样做。
And so my wife Annette and Sarah began to study the Bible together every week.
从那以后，我的太太 Annette 和 Sarah 两个人一起每星期都在一起查考圣经。
Six 6 months later,
6个月以后,
I was in California.
我到了加州,
we were living in Pennsylvania, but I was in California.
我们当时是住在宾州, 但是我到了加州,
I was speaking all week at Biola University.
我当时一个星期都在那个叫Biola大学里边做演讲宣讲。
And I just had a wonderful time at that school.
在那个学校里边，我当时过得非常的愉快。
But the highlight of that week had nothing to do with California and nothing to do with Biola. It was a phone call I got from my wife.
但是那个星期，最重要的让我永远不会忘记的最重要的事情，不是那个白俄勒大学，也不是加州，而是我从我太太那里接到的一个电话。
She said to me on the phone, she said, oh, I just had to call you tonight to tell you the most wonderful news. This afternoon in her kitchen, I was able to pray with Sarah and she received Jesus as her Savior.
我太太当时在电话里这样激动地对我说，我今天晚上一定要给你打这个电话，把这个好消息告诉你。今天下午，一个下午我在那个Sarah的那个厨房里边一直为她祷告，她最后终于决志要接受主耶稣基督为她的救主。
My wife taught me the heart of God.
我的太太教会了我如何了解神的心意。
All I was thinking about was having a nice house to live in.
我当时一直所想的就是要找一个安乐窝，我们能够住在里面享受。
For me.
是为我自己。
And for my family.
是为我的家庭。
My wife instead was thinking about lost people because that's why God has left us here in this world.
而我的太太当时想的却是失丧的人，因为她知道这是神把我们留在这个世界上的唯一目的。
I was like the older brother.
我当时就像这个长子一样。
Now, write this down. The older brother was insensitive to his brother's lost condition.
大家也把这个写下来。这个大儿子对他弟弟失丧的情况一点都不敏感。
We already read it. It says in verse 28, the older brother became angry and would not go in.
因为我们当时已经读到，在28节里面，大儿子听见了这个消息以后，他非常生气，连进去屋子都不愿意进去。
In archaeology, they have found some of the writings of the Pharisees.
人们在考古的时候发现了当时的法利赛人所写的东西。
Look at this saying of the Pharisees on the screen.
大家去看屏幕上那个法利赛人所写的东西。
They said, there is joy before God when those who provoke him perish from the world.
当时法利赛人是这样理解上帝的，他说，当惹怒上帝的人从世界被灭亡的时候，神是最高兴不过了。
An older brother would rather people go to hell than experience the mercy of God.
这个大儿子就像这个法利赛人一样，他情愿这些失丧的人走到地狱里面去，而不是向天父要把他找回来。He
wanted his brother to pay for his sin.
他要他的弟弟要为他所做出的抉择付出代价。There
was no mercy.
那里没有慈悲。There
was no love.
没有爱。
Look at what the Lord says in Ezekiel 18, verse 23. He says, do I take pleasure in the death of the wicked? Declares the Lord, rather am I not pleased when they turn from their ways and live?
神的心意倒是什么呢? 大家看以西结 18章 23节, 恶人灭亡难道是我所喜悦的吗? 我难道不愿意他们回过来离开他们的恶道存活吗?
All right, let's review. Let's review. The older brother was completely self-righteous.
好，我们再回顾一下，这个长子是完全是自我为义的一个。The
older brother was completely self-centered.
这个长子也是完全是自我为中心的。The
older brother was insensitive to his brother's lost condition.
这个长子对他弟弟那个失丧的情况毫不关心。And
the older brother was staying instead of going.
然后大家写下来，这个长子情愿留下来，不愿意去。
All right, now I'm just about done, but I want you to look up here because I want you to imagine something with me.
我们的今天的信息马上就要结束，但是我请大家注意，集中注意来看看这几点。I
want you to imagine the father and the older brother at home, at supper, in the evening, before the younger son ever came back.
我让大家闭起眼睛想象一下，这个父亲和他的长子那天正坐晚上，正在家里坐着，正要吃晚饭，小儿子还没有回来。It's
supper time in the father's house.
那是在父亲的家里是吃晚饭的时候。The
servants have already set the table.
仆人已经把饭桌给摆好了。
and with explicit instructions from the Father, whenever they set the table at night, they always set it with three places.
啊，这个仆人遵照他父亲的那个命令，每次他摆桌子的时候，都要摆三个位置。
There was the father's place at this end of the table.
那是父亲的位置在这一端，在桌子这一头。
There was the older brother's place at this end of the table.
大儿子的桌位置在桌子的那一头。
And in the middle, there was an empty place.
在中间有一个空着的位置。
But it was always set.
但是每次这个位置都留在那儿。
Three places at the table.
桌子上有三个位置。
The older brother comes in from a hard day of work.
大儿子每天干完一天活很累了回来了。
He washes his hands very carefully.
他每次就像犹太人一样仔仔细细地把他的手给洗干净。
And then he goes to the table and he sits down.
然后他坐到他自己的位置上坐下来。
The father comes in and sits at the other end.
父亲过来就坐在他自己的位置上。
The older brother looks at the empty plate and shakes his head with disgust.
啊，大儿子每次坐下来以后就看着那个空着的位置，每次看见就摇着头啊，心里面充满了啊那种鄙视。
He waits impatiently for the father to pray so he can start to eat.
他坐在那里啊，焦急地等待着父亲赶紧做完谢饭祷告，做完以后他就可以吃了。
The father thanks the Lord for the food.
而父亲呢，坐在那里先感谢上帝为桌上的
饮食。The minute he says Amen, the older brother reaches for the food and puts it on his plate.
啊，当父亲刚说完阿门的时候，这个大儿子就赶紧迫不及待的把食物赶紧把它舀到他自己的盘子里面去。
And he starts to eat.
啊，然后就赶紧就狼吞虎咽开始吃起来。
He's worked hard.
因为他一天干得很累。
He needs a good meal.
他要好好的吃一顿。
Meanwhile, the father at the other end of the table takes a little bit of food and puts it on his own plate.
而同时，他的父亲在另一头桌子另一头，把一小部分的食物舀到他自己的盘子里。
He takes one bite.
他咬吃一口。
And then he puts his fork down.
然后把他的叉子给放下来。
Because he can't eat.
因为他吃不下。
And then he looks over his son's shoulder out the window towards the east.
然后他穿过他大儿子的背，看他的背后后面的窗子，朝着东方远眺。
Toward a far country.
朝遥远的地方看去。
The older brother looks at his father.
那个大儿子就看着父亲。
Shakes his head.
又摇了摇头。
Grabs some more food.
又拿了更多的食物放进他盘子里边。
And keeps eating.
继续吃下去。
I'd like to suggest to you that that's not the way it should have been.
我要告诉大家，事情本来不应该是这样。
I'd like to suggest to you that when the older brother came in and sat down,
当大儿子坐进来的时候，坐下来的时候，
and he saw his father,
当他看见他父亲的时候，
and he saw that his father couldn't eat,
他看他父亲伤心的饭都吃不下的时候，
and he saw the father's broken heart for his lost son,
当他看见父亲为他那个离家出走的儿子而伤心欲绝的时候，
I'd like to imagine that the older son got up from his chair, went over to his father and said this.
我那个大儿子应该站起来走到他父亲这样说。
Father, I've been watching you day after day.
父亲啊，我天天都在这样看着你。
I know where your heart is.
我知道你在心里想什么。
Would you give me permission to leave the farm and go look for my younger brother?
你能不能答应我离开我现在田里的工作，我去寻找我的弟弟呢？
We've got lots of servants here. They can do the work here.
我们这里有很多仆人，好多事情可以由他们来照料。
Here am I.
我就在这儿。
Send me.
你派我去吧。
None of that.
可是这一切都没有发生。
He was staying.
他留在那儿。
Instead of going.
而不是出去。
This is why I couldn't find anything to underline with my red pen.
这就是为什么我拿着红笔把整个浪子的故事从头到尾读下来都没有地方可以划下来。
Are there any older brothers here tonight?
在座的还有没有像这样长子这样的人呢？
Let's just bow in prayer right now.
让我们低头一起祷告。
There are 2 billion people in the world right now who still have never once heard of Jesus.
哦，这个世界上仍然有21亿的人从来没有听说过耶稣基督。
They're lost.
他们失丧了。
They're living in a far country.
他们就像那个小儿子一样，住在遥远的国家。
Jesus says to us, "Go into all the world and preach the good news to everyone, everywhere."
耶稣教导我们要往普天下去，把福音传给万邦万民。
Jesus left heaven and came to this world.
耶稣基督离开天上的宝座，来到我们这个世界。
Because he understood the heart of his Father.
因为他懂得天父的心意。
And Jesus says to us, "As the Father sent me, so send I."
耶稣基督对门徒说，就像父亲差遣我一样，我也同样差遣你们。
Do you have a missionary heart tonight?
你们有没有一个宣教者的心呢？
Or are you self-righteous?
或者你们是一个像长子一样自我为义的人？
Are you self-centered?
或者是自我为中心的人？
Are you insensitive to the lost condition of the 2 billion people?
你们对21亿已经失丧的人的失丧的情形，你们是不是一点都不关心呢？
And are you staying instead of going?
你们是不是要留在这儿，而不是要出去呢？
Heavenly Father,
天上的父啊，
give us your heart,
把你的心放在我们的心中，
for a lost world,
让我们对那个世上的世界有这样一颗心，
and we pray this,
我们这样祷告，
in Jesus name,
奉主耶稣基督的圣名，
Amen.
Amen. 谢谢。
Let's respond by singing the Father's Hand.
我们一同来回应神对我们的说话。
Asking God to teach us to live our lives through His eyes.
我们求神让教导我们透过他的眼光为他而活。
导我，透过你的眼光为你活。我想住在你圣洁不沾凡间之气，我知你心意，我就敬你恳切主宰。
你在你站在站立，
if God's word was spoken to your heart tonight.
我不知道今天神有没有通对你的心说话。
I wonder if God's word spoke to your heart last night.
我也不知道是不是昨天神对你的心说话。
If God's word has convicted your heart these past 2 days.
如果这过去的两天神对你的话，神触动你的话。
I wonder how God is going to speak to you tomorrow morning.
那么我就要想明天神怎么继续对你的心说话。
So we have one more session left.
我们还有一堂。
Tomorrow morning we will have our combined worship service here at 11 o'clock.
明天早晨11点我们三堂联合崇拜。
But before that at 9:30,
那在这之前在9点半
usually that is our Sunday school hour,
通常这是我们主日学的时候。
We will have Dr. Murray with us again in the morning.
早晨那时候明天9点半我们 Dr. Murray 继续和我们在一起。
Perhaps he has said some things to you that were difficult to hear.
也许他这两天给你讲的东西你觉得有点消受不了。
Perhaps he said some things that was a challenge to you.
也许他说的东西对你来说是个挑战。
Perhaps you have some questions you want to ask him.
也许你有问题要问他。
Tomorrow morning at 9:30, there will be a question and answer time.
明天早晨9点半就是一个提问答时间。
Perhaps you want to find out more about what God says through his word.
也许你想通过这堂9点半的时间能够找寻找神到底还有什么东西要对你说的。
Or maybe you just want to ask some personal questions about Dr. Murray's family.
啊，也许你要问一些 Dr. Murray 家的一些私人的问题。
So it'll be a very informal question and answer interview time.
啊，明天这个九点半这个时间是一个不太正式的，是非常随比较随意的啊，那个算是啊那个 interview time， 就是那个面试的，面试。
Please bring your missions handbook.
把你们的那个宣教手册带到手上。
If you didn't get one,
如果你没有的话
，then please pick it up as you leave today.
啊，你待会走的时候去，别忘了拿一本。
Remember, on page 54, there's a faith pledge form.
别忘了，在第54页有一个信心。